Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Buck Brief. I don't trust this TikTok ban at all. Okay, I see what's going on here, and I understand better than most people, almost all people, because I have a background in intelligence and the history of espionage, and I know how totalitarian regimes operate. I'm actually writing a book on it, which you will all, of course, be hopefully buying in about 12 months' time when it comes out. But I understand the concerns about the Chinese surveillance and all of that. But let's just take a step back for a moment. First off, at the highest level, the Biden administration wants to get this done right away. Why? What's going on? Do you trust the Biden administration? You think suddenly they care a lot about the national security of the country? You think all of a sudden Joe Biden's like, yeah, not a joke. You know, I really used to take millions from China and now I want to stop them from snooping on your kids with the TikTok. No, I'm sorry. Something's going on here. I just don't trust this. I know they're saying it's bipartisan. I know a lot of Republicans that I really like are pushing this, or at least some Republicans that I like are pushing this, but there's a lot of problems with this. A lot of problems with this. First of all, I know it's a forced divestiture, then ban if they don't divest bill, but you're passing a law that's really attacking one app, and you're doing it under the notion that if you don't, China is going to get access to American sensitive data and information, all the rest of it, and they're going to use that against us. But hold on a second. When has China done that with TikTok? Now, there might be some, there's some case, I know there's a BBC journalist or something who says that the Chinese somehow got into TikTok, and the Chinese are getting into stuff all the time. The Chinese hacking and cyber operations capability is pretty terrifying, really. North Korea, I know we make fun of them, like, oh, what do they have, DOS, like internet from 1994? But the North Koreans actually have a pretty sophisticated, just ask Sony Pictures, sophisticated hacking operation as well, and they have no consequences, right? It's a state actor effectively operating within its own boundaries, doing whatever cyber it wants to do, and it's so disconnected from the web that there's really no cyber operations we can do that are meaningful in response. Anyway, North Korea is a problem with that. China's a problem with that. But I just think that the focus, the enormous focus right now on TikTok is suspect. Why would TikTok? I'm just working you through the argument as I see it here, or the problems as I see them. First of all, it's a bill that's punishing a company because of the theoretical abuse of information down the line that it's acquiring. Second of all, if TikTok were to be found to be siphoning, and remember, it's based in the TikTok arm of the company. It's based in Los Angeles, but it's headquartered here in the U.S. And so if they were found to be siphoning information back to China, right, in any way, if that ever came out, TikTok is dead as a company in the U.S. I mean, overnight, the stock would be worthless, effectively. The whole company would have to, because people would be like, oh, my God, you're feeding my stuff back to China. So think about that. I know the Chinese will do it. They're ruthless. But they're American employees of this company. They say they would not comply with any Chinese demand for U.S. user data information about, you know, individuals. Now, you can say, although they're lying, and I don't trust anybody, but is it in their interest to lie? Really? This company's worth, I think, a couple hundred billion dollars or something like that. I mean, it's worth a lot of money. Maybe it's $100 billion right now. So there's that. But the bigger problem that I have with all of this, right? So there's passing a bill that targets a company for something it hasn't done. Oh, you don't think Democrats will abuse that at some point in the future? They're is the, I think, the absurdity of like, oh, but they're going to be spying on our kids. And I mean, this ties into my next point, but and China is going to pollute our children's minds with all the TikTok stuff. All these arguments I look at, I say, what about Google? What about YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and this thing that people do where they watch other people play video games that apparently millions of kids and teenagers and weird adults are doing on a regular basis, watching other people play video games? Look, I think video games are fun, don't get me wrong, but watching other people play, I didn't know this is a thing. Apparently it's a thing. But what about all that? All these people that are talking so tough on China and TikTok in Congress, where are they on the fact that Twitter, before Elon bought it, now it's X, and so he stepped up and did something, but you know, YouTube and Google and Facebook, all the big social media giants. And it's more than that. It's search, too. It's basically the underlying Amazon Web Services, the underlying internet architecture is all under monopoly control. These are monopolies now, effectively. And they have so much more influence, and they've already shown you they will throw elections. They will suppress information they do not like. They are a much bigger threat to, you know, it's YouTube that's teaching your kid who's 12, hey, you're a boy, you actually can be a girl. Maybe you should have gender transition surgery, which is impossible because you can't transition your gender, but, you know, maybe you should chop off some stuff and take some hormones. It's YouTube that is doing that. It's YouTube that does not care. And people say, oh, but Buck, I'm watching this on YouTube. I have like 5 followers on YouTube. You know why? Because this is my 8th YouTube channel or something over the last 10 years, because they shut me down. They shut me down. Over and over again, my YouTube channel got shut down. It got shut down for masks. It gets shut down for election stuff in 2020. Gets shut down for, you know, hate speech or whatever all the time. I don't trust anybody who's a conservative who hasn't been kicked off of YouTube. I mean, how can you be a real conservative and have a huge YouTube following? Think about that. Because YouTube is a total monopolist, left-wing cartel when it comes to speech and ideas. They don't care about the suppression. In fact, they care a lot about suppressing, but I mean, they don't care about the First Amendment. So anyone who's like, oh, but so-and-so, he's so based, he's so right-wing, and he's got a big YouTube following. I'm like, look, I do with Clay the biggest radio show in the country. So, you know, I'm used to having a big audience. And when I see people that have these huge YouTube channels who are right wing, or I mean, if they're doing politics, I'm like, well, clearly you didn't say very much of interest during COVID because you still have a channel. Clearly you were like, take the vaccine and do all this other stuff. Right. So I'm just saying, and by the way, this is probably going to get my YouTube channel shit, but you know, whatever. I mean, subscribe, though, please. Nothing will piss YouTube off more than subscribing to the Buck Brief on YouTube. The good news is we've got so many of you listen on audio, and they can't track us down. And you know, thank God I work for iHeart, and I'm able to have free speech at the company that I work for, where I do have true free speech and the ability to really say what I think. Because, you know, YouTube, a bunch of censoring commies over there. And so they're just, it's such a bigger threat to your civil liberties, to the future of this country, from these American companies than anything TikTok is doing. Oh, TikTok is poisoning our kids' brains. And then they open up their iPad and they're all sitting there looking at YouTube with their kids like, oh, look, it's YouTube. It's an American company. We can trust them. They are more dangerous to your future than anything China's doing. Wake up, everybody. You can say, oh, well, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Is anyone saying we're going to do anything about big tech? Really? We talked about it a lot. The end of the Trump administration, they talked about it. Is anyone really saying, oh, we've got to take action? No, no, they want the Biden administration is urging the Senate to move quickly on this TikTok ban. You trust Joe? I mean, think about what's going on here. Oh, they're going to force a divestiture and that will be OK. It's not that easy. You know, it's not that simple and straightforward. The people who are also passing this bill, they don't know crap about tech, about how these systems work together. I mean, you know, it's like, and look, I'm not saying that I'm an expert in it, but I'm not the one who's passing a bill saying that you have to divest the company. So it's just more complicated. There are problems here. It's more complicated than what people have been led to believe. And then there's my last objection to it, which is it's just a way for people to pretend they're tough on China. While, you know, we still have all of our iPhones made there and like 6% of all of our pharmaceuticals are made there. And, you know, we're still getting all this stuff, all this cheap stuff from China. So much industry that we have is actually stuff made in China. And none of that's getting touched or no one wants to deal with that at all. Right. So it's easy to say, oh, get rid of TikTok. You know, it's I think it's. Honestly, the whole thing is like a scapegoat for our weak on China policy stretching back for 30 years. This is what we're going to do. We're going to ban TikTok. And look, I TikTok is the American. It's so funny. The American company that is TikTok, or rather, you know, the American arm of the company, ByteDance owns it, but that runs TikTok. They're a bunch of commies. They're just as bad as the Chinese, basically. I mean, what do you think? What are their politics? You know, they're a bunch of left-wing lunatics. So, you know, I've got my problems with TikTok based on that. But this notion that, oh, well, China is going to spy on your kids. You know, I sit there and go, what are they going to? They're going to know where I am. Who cares? They're going to be able to reverse engineer what Americans like, and then they're going to be able to pollute all of our minds. They're not that sophisticated about America. I hate to, this is true of the Soviets, too. The Soviets ran all this anti-American propaganda for decades during the Cold War. They really didn't understand American politics very well at all. They had terrible analysts and assessments coming out of the KGB all the time. You know, China, you know what China knows? They can buy off our elites. That they know. Everything else, they're kind of guessing. So I want to take a moment here for Patriot Defender, which couldn't come at a better time. It's a company with a new membership, it's a company that offers you a new membership. And it's legal defense for you and me, and it's the kind that we need most. No cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. Speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates, suffer the consequences, your legal defense is covered. Your right to free speech is denied and you suffer consequences, legal defense covered. Company is, again, Patriot Defender. Go to patriotdefender.com. They probably can offer this service in your state. Most states right now they can. If not, they'll be able to offer it soon. So go back and check. They'll provide you with IRS audit assistance. They'll help you with open and concealed carry self-defense. So basically, your fundamental rights and liberties from a legal perspective will have you. Patriot Defender will have your back and will provide you with a no-cost legal defense. You're targeted by wokeness, by the left, by the machine. PatriotDefender.com. Again, that's PatriotDefender.com. It's the only membership offer like it that goes beyond concealed carry weapons defense for your liberties. Become a subscriber. I'm a subscriber. I've partnered with this organization. I'm a big believer in what they do. PatriotDefender.com. Now, there's something else that people are all fired up about. And I really, I got to say, I think it's pretty easy to deal with this. The Katie Britt State of the Union response. She has now come back and said it was awesome that she was made fun of by hot Scarlett Johansson on Saturday Night Live. If you haven't seen it, it's actually a very well done sketch. They nailed it. Scarlett Johansson did an incredibly good job of the Katie Britt State of the Union response. And I'm glad to see that she's leaning into this because that's the only way to handle it. The only way to handle this is, yeah, it was funny. You know, yeah, I agree. I like what they did here. So that's good. She's handling that in the way that she should. And I think, you know, she just has to move forward and no one's going to remember this thing really already, but certainly in a matter of weeks, everyone will have forgotten about it. But it is a reminder. First of all, the GOP leadership, are these people just not very smart? Why was Katie Britt? Katie Britt was the choice because they think that she's a mom, so she'll appeal to suburban moms. That's not how this is going to work. The suburban moms that hate Trump, let's be honest, they're not going to stop hating Trump. And there's no woman who's going to convince them, and certainly no VP candidate or senator who's going to convince them to stop hating Trump. It's just reality. The GOP likes to play identity politics, even though they're always saying, we don't do identity politics, but they like to play the identity politics game sometimes. You know, oh, we have to. This is the GOP mindset. You know, we have to have a woman, or we have to have an individual who is a minority give the following speech so we can appeal to fill in the blank group. No. GOP should be, and conservatism must be, about ideas, about things that are true for all of us, regardless of what your skin color is, regardless of what your sex is. It's true for all of us because it is true, right? That's what our principles, our policies, our ideas have to be about, that fundamental truth, and not, oh, but we change things based upon those characteristics that they are so obsessed with on the left, with DEI and all the rest of it. So I think that the GOP has to have a little bit of a wake-up moment here. We never get credit, so to speak, politically for representation. I mean, how many front page articles do you remember seeing about Condoleezza Rice, a black woman who was national security advisor and then secretary of state under George W. Bush? How many times did you see her celebrated as you know, breaking glass ceilings and you know, tributes from any corner of the media, really, to what Condoleezza Rice meant at that time, you know, breaking down barriers? None of that counted. They just say it doesn't count at all. The same way you don't read about the incredible legal mind and body of work of Justice Clarence Thomas and how he is a truly great American, yes, but a truly great black American. The left never even refers to him when they talk about great black Americans, right? Because they act like it doesn't count. If you're conservative, it doesn't count. And unfortunately, this is true when it comes to voting. It doesn't move the needle. Oh, we're going to have somebody who looks like the group that we want to vote for us. Then the more of them will vote for us. No. No. You know, the Latinos and the blacks and the women and the Asians who are going to vote Republican are going to vote Republican because they like the ideas and the stances of the Republican Party, or they just despise Biden and the communist Democrats. But, you know, it's about the stuff. It's not about, oh, we have more diversity and representation now in the GOP, so now it's okay. That doesn't work. So that's one lesson I think that's important to take away from all this. And then the other one is you've just got to be authentic. You know, one thing you know from radio, if you're going to talk for 3 hours a day like I do and have for many years, you got to just be who you are, because otherwise you're going to go crazy. And also, the audience can sniff it out, or I guess they can hear it. Can't really sniff it. That'd be kind of weird on radio, but you know what I mean. They know. They know. When you're really being untrue to yourself, it comes across, or at least it comes across to enough of the audience that you'll have problems. And Katie Britt would have been much better off. Honestly, it would have been better off if she had just given an unscripted, just talk to people like you're talking to a friend. Best advice you ever got about radio. Talk to people like you are talking to a friend. Don't think you're, you know, Julius Caesar standing up in front of, you know, the gathered citizens of Rome, and you're, you know, you're in the forum and you're addressing all of history, you know, none of that stuff. Talk to them. Talk to people like you're talking to friends, because that's what you should be doing. Just think of these people you're speaking to and trying to convince as your friends. I wish someone had given Katie Britt that note, but she'll be fine. You know, she seems like a great, great, nice lady. So that's good. You know, I keep hearing that there are some people who are on the fence about owning gold and silver. And personally, I don't understand why. Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for World War III? You can look to precious metals for a bunch of reasons. Having tangible currency on hand, a bug out plan, portfolio diversification, a hedge against inflation, store of value. You know, historically, gold increases in value over time. And I know you're paying attention to global events. War is bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying up and hoarding massive amounts of gold. So why aren't you? Look, it's time to take action. Take some of what you have and put it into precious metals. The Oxford Gold Group will work with you on this. That's who I buy my gold from. That's who I trust. Nobody can predict the future, but you got to take action before it's too late. Don't put your head in the sand. The Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. That's 833-995-GOLD. All right, that's it for today, team. Thanks for rolling with me. As always, shields high. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.